Hello everyone. I'm Aria, your AI learning companion, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of rotational dynamics. Have you ever wondered why a spinning top stays upright or how a figure skater speeds up their spin just by pulling their arms in? That's all thanks to rotational dynamics. It's essentially the rotational version of the motion we're already familiar with. Think about it this way: in linear motion, we have things like displacement, velocity, and acceleration. Well, in rotational motion, we have their rotational twins. Instead of mass, which resists linear acceleration, we have moment of inertia, which resists angular acceleration. And instead of force, which causes linear acceleration, we have torque, which causes angular acceleration. It's like a perfect one-to-one map. We can see this in a handy table. Linear displacement, which is just how far something moves, has its rotational counterpart in angular displacement, measured in radians. Linear velocity, how fast something moves, becomes angular velocity, how fast something rotates. And linear acceleration becomes angular acceleration. Now, here's a really important concept: moment of inertia. It's often represented by the symbol I, and its units are kgm superscript 2. This is the key to understanding how an object resists changes in its rotation. The bigger the moment of inertia, the harder it is to get something spinning or to stop it from spinning. And just like force causes linear motion, torque causes rotational motion. Torque is often represented by the Greek letter tau and has units of Newton meters. We also have rotational equivalents for momentum and kinetic energy. Angular momentum, symbolized by L, is the rotational equivalent of momentum, and rotational kinetic energy, (k)\text(rot)\text) is the energy of a spinning object. Let's talk about how we get to rotational kinetic energy. Imagine a rigid body spinning. Each little particle within that body is moving in a circle. We can calculate the kinetic energy of each particle and then sum them all up. When we do that, we find that the total rotational kinetic energy is (\frac 12 i)(\omega^2), where I is the moment of inertia and (\omega) is the angular velocity. Now, the moment of inertia itself is defined as the sum of each particle's mass multiplied by the square of its distance from the axis of rotation. This is why the shape and how the mass is distributed are so crucial for rotational motion. Here's a neat idea called the radius of gyration, represented by K. It's like an effective distance from the axis where you could imagine concentrating all the mass of an object to get the same moment of inertia. You can calculate it using the formula (k)\sqrt(i/m), where m is the total mass. But remember, this radius of gyration depends on the axis of rotation. It's not a fixed geometric length of the object itself. Let's look at a simple example: a thin rod. If we have a uniform rod of length L and mass m, and we want to rotate it about its center, perpendicular to its length, its moment of inertia is (\frac 12)\frac). Now, what if we rotate that same rod about one of its ends? The moment of inertia changes. It becomes (\frac 2)/3). Notice something interesting? Shifting the axis from the center to the end increased the moment of inertia by a factor of 4. This really highlights how important the axis of rotation is. So, how does all this connect to acceleration? For a rigid body, the net torque acting on it is directly proportional to its angular acceleration, and that proportionality constant is its moment of inertia. In other words, the net torque is equal to the moment of inertia multiplied by the angular acceleration. This is a fundamental equation in rotational dynamics. Does this make sense so far? We've covered the basic parallels between linear and rotational motion, the key concept of moment of inertia, and how it affects rotational kinetic energy and acceleration.